news. Well, between 2003 and 2014, because of inadequate and indifferent responses from officers and council bosses. Greater Manchester's chief constables apologised and says the force has overhauled its procedures. But whistleblower Maggie Oliver says that's not enough.
The failures that happened then are still happening now. We have more communication, for sure, but we do not have a system that supports victims, that listens to their voices.
Two people have been jailed for life in Glasgow for the murder of a schoolgirl more than 27 years ago. Caroline Glacken, who was 14, was attacked in 1996 and drowned in a river in West Dunbartonshire. Judge Lord Braid sentenced Caroline's former boyfriend, Robert O'Brien, along with Andrew Kelly, who are now both in their 40s.
It is hard to find words to describe the evil nature of your crime, but three which come to mind are brutal, depraved and above all wicked.
An inquest's opening into the deaths of three people fatally stabbed in a terror attack in Reading. Three others were also injured as they sat in a park in 2020. A Libyan refugee is serving a whole life sentence. The Defence Secretary has delivered a speech on his vision for the UK defence, unveiling the slogan Deter, Lead, Defend. Grant Shapps described threats from Iran, Russia and North Korea and called mass migration a national security concern. National Highways has issued a severe weather alert for snow affecting northwest England. Met Office warnings apply across large parts of the UK over the next 4 days. And Andy Murray admits he may have played at the Australian Open for the last time after being knocked out in the first round. He was beaten in straight sets by Argentine Thomas Martin Echeverry. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Looking lovely out there, but it is pretty cold. Top temperature 2 degrees, sunny and a gentle breeze for most of the day. So nice to go out for a walk, but make sure you wrap up warm and you probably will need gloves because it's that cold. Going down to -4, -3 overnight, so just be aware. And tomorrow will be slightly warmer at 3 degrees, but again this week going down to -4 on Wednesday and Thursday during the night, and then it will start to warm up a little bit as we get towards the weekend. Can't believe it's the coldest snap we've had for ages and I have no heating.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, Rob, who's listening, who is a fantastic engineer and percussionist and producer as well, he just said, smelly hair, I've just gone right off you. Oh, come on, Rob. You don't have to get that close, actually. No, I've got lovely fragranced hair. I'm just only washing it once a week. I'm not going to, you know, at the moment I've got no heating. I'm scratching my head now. I've got no heating, so I can't wash my hair, and it just takes too long to dry. So, you know, I should wear a wig or something. I know it's a bit frowsy, as my mum would say, but I think that's all right. A bit of dry shampoo. What's wrong with you? Smelly hair. I don't have smelly hair. What a great name for a band. Do you reckon there's a band called Smelly Hair? Let's have a look. I bet there is. Band called Smelly Hair. Let's have a look. Oh, there is one. The J. Giles Band had a song called Love Stinks. Oh, dear. Boston had a track called Smell of Your Hair in the Morning. No More Dandruff or Smelly Hair. Oh, no, that's an advert. Sorry. What does hair smell like? The build-up emits a cheesy or sour milk smell. A mildew smell is often caused by the hair being dry, making it a breeding ground for mould. That Michelle, she's great on the radio. Don't go near her though, she's got mouldy hair. That's horrible. What a horrible thing. I hope you're not having your breakfast. Bit of milk on your cereal. Oh dear.
Simona, you're getting older. Your journey's been etched on your skin. Simona, wish I had known that what seems so strong
sign. Here we go again. And though time goes by, I will always be in a club with you in 1973.
Strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts are missing, heads ablaze. The nights become the starts of days. And I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you all over again. All over again. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, you and I are strangers all over.
this king size to ourselves. Don't share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's Kama Sutra show and tell.
She has a great voice. That is Lady Gaga. Before that, we had Charlie Puth featuring Meghan Trainor with their track Marvin Gaye, and Lewis Capaldi with Strangers as well. So that was it was four, wasn't it? There was James Blunt as well, kicked off that little four in a row. Well, there was only three in a row. I did buy some biscuits this morning, which I'm munching my way through. Very nice, L2. Very chocolatey. I've had three, and they are quite, they are quite fattening. Looking in the papers, the reality of living in a holiday home hotspots in the dead of winter. Locals blast second home owners, ripping the soul out of seaside towns and clogging up the roads, pubs and beaches in the summer, then leaving properties empty and cold in the winter months. Well, the thing is, a lot of people actually, if you've got a place down at Devon or whether you might have a place in Brighton, a lot of people like to go in the winter and go to these places. If you've got your houses, if you rent them out, if you own it, then maybe you don't rent them out. Maybe you just have it as a second holiday home. But what do you want people? I mean, if properties are up for sale and you have enough money to buy a second property, that's what people do. And if you can buy one down by the coast, if I could buy a little place in Brighton, I would have done, or somewhere in St. Ives. I mean, you can never get anywhere there now because it's too expensive, as is Brighton. But if you can get these little places as your second holiday home, sometimes you don't want to rent them out to anyone else. You just want them for yourself and maybe family and things like that. But if you rent them out throughout the year, which means that you've got to have somebody look after the property and do the maintenance and make sure it's cleaned and everything else between people coming in and out, that might be something that people don't want to do. But it's unfortunate. We are in this really odd situation. It's not odd. It's a very sad situation for young people that are coming up that cannot afford to buy houses. Now, I've said it before. When you're looking at some of these new builds and they look like rabbit hutches, right? You should know this being in Essex, because we are being built on and built on and built on in Essex with new developments, all of which mostly are ugly, ugly, small rabbit hutches. How the developers are allowed to get away with doing it, I don't know. They should be able to put a little bit of style. I mean, you look at some of the architecture we've got in the UK, and you see these new build boxes, basically. You walk into the house, a bit like mine, you've got about a square foot, and then you're straight into the lounge. There's no hallways. I mean, my mum does has had a hallway, had a big lounge that people knocked it through, had high ceilings and stuff. And they were just like the houses that people were building in like the 19... I think my mum does house is about 1910. That, you know, those kind of sort of Victorian-type houses, weren't they? They just really nice houses. But we're just getting rabbit hutches built now. And also, if you want to buy a house, I don't know, you're looking at probably, 300,000 for basic cost in Essex. Is that even too low for like a one-bedroom house? I don't know. I mean, in Brentwood, you might as well forget it unless you want to get a flat. But again, even the flats here are like starting at probably 280,000. You've got no hope if you want to buy your own property. So I don't know. It's the way of the world, isn't it, at the moment? If you've paid off your mortgage, or maybe you're in your 40s or 50s and you bought probably about 25 years ago, then you're probably in a good position to buy a second property and a good investment, because it just seems to, even if you rent it out, you're going to make the money, aren't you? But when people, I don't know how they're going to solve this. Because they can't, if somebody wants to sell their property and they're in, say, St. Ives, and you want to sell it because you want to move and you want to make the money and buy somewhere smaller, maybe a little bit further in from the coast. I don't know what they're going to do. So you can't sell it to an outsider. You've only got to sell it to somebody near. And then people near might not pay the price that you want to put it up for. I don't know. It's really difficult. But they should make the winter time should be a time. I love going to the coast in the winter, but a lot of the times things are shut, aren't they? That's the point. If you haven't got the footfall, you're not going to open your candy floss store, are you?
Phoenix FM. Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 07755 to book an appointment.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
you a brand new track. This is the JoJo Man Band. You know, I'm a massive fan of Nick's work, and so is Bob. He's just continually putting out great tracks. This is the JoJo Man Band. It is out now. I Was Mad Back Then.
Shout at passing buses, contemplate reality, and how it was all a dream. Isolated in a world caught up in delusion, I was one with everything, and this was my conclusion. Maybe it's all true. Pray is to wish your life away, knowing everything is fine, but you may also lose your mind. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been
to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around.
It's Monday, isn't it? Let's have a little bit of Bucks Fizz, shall we? Let's do some cheese. Here they are, When We Were Young.
Crying softly on two clean white pillow. Watch the clock as it slowly crawls around. Crawls around. Is she sleeping? No, is she dreaming? Time it passes without that familiar touch. Familiar touch.
If you don't, you'll be alone. And like a ghost, I'll be gone.
All the single ladies.
Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Let's
I did pick that song out, actually. Rob's just said, tune is a tune, isn't it? Yeah, good. Love Roger and Everett. Oh, yes, a really good tune, that. I like that. It's the beat. There's two beats, isn't there? There was the beat and the other beat, as far as I remember. I don't know. Well done to Bob, who is currently possibly getting his voiceover on LBC. Well done to Bob. Although, why you're listening to LBC when I'm on the radio, Bob, I don't know. He won't be listening to that anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. I know he likes his little bit of James O'Brien in the morning, don't you, Bob? I don't know what he keeps telling me that for. Thanks, Bob.
I'll make it through the rainy days. I'll be the one who stands longer than the rest. When my landscape changes, rearranges, I'll be stronger than I've ever been. No more stillness, more sunlight. Everything's gonna be alright. Down and now, like emotion that's been captured in a man. I have my ups and downs, trials and tribulations. I overcome it day by day. Feeling good, no more powerful. New me, that's what I'm looking for.
The Sugar Babes with a Stronger.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look at the traffic and the travel. It's not been so bad this morning on the roads. Never is, really, this time. But let's have a look. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine, but Wolf's Corner is a little bit busy. A1023 High Street, both ways at Crown Street. There's temporary traffic signals there, so that's causing a little bit of a jam. And also coming on to the Ongar Road on to Wolf's Corner, and then going down onto the A1023 heading towards the High Street. A little bit busy. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back through. And if you're going up towards the M11, no problems at the moment. Heading up towards Chelmsford, you've got a clear run. Junction 13 to 16 on the A12, you've got some much needed construction resurfacing work there, and 40 mile an hour speed restrictions. Well, it kind of is, because that road's so awful. If you travel down to the A12, you know, before, when you're travelling, it's like, it's horrible. When I used to travel down there in my Mini, it felt like I was shaking about all over the place. Anyway, but it's running smooth at the moment. There are some nighttime closures, and you can... diversions which take you all over the place. Oh, there's a lovely little post up. A lot of people put up heavenly birthdays, don't they, for their parents and friends and things. I think that's a lovely thing about social media, is you can put up a memory and people, you know, say, oh, I remember your mum or dad, or, you know, you can put up, you get these memories that come up. And I, you know, it is sad when somebody's no longer here, but it's nice sometimes on social media when you have those memories. I know I get a lot. My dad, really, because I was just on Facebook, I think, when my dad passed away. Otherwise, I'd have loads of videos of him. But I've got a lot of videos of my mum, because we used to go out, and I always used to put her on social media. And she'd be like, no, take me off, they've seen enough now. I said, it doesn't work like that. I said, it's there forever. And, oh, no, I don't like that picture. But it's good to put, you know, it's good to get those memories back and have a look at things you did. And also to see yourself aging in real time. I think my generation is probably a luckier generation, because I don't have really, there might be a few videos of me singing when I was in my 20s probably, but there won't be that many. I've got a few videos myself, probably from when I was in New York about 20 odd years ago, so I will see the difference in myself from then. But most people, you don't really. I mean, years ago your parents would have had pictures, and there'd be no other pictures. You might see a picture of you, maybe your nan and granddad, when they were young. You go, oh, didn't you look young then? Didn't you look young? And then you would only see them now. You'd only see a couple of pictures. But we are really like movie stars now, because it was only really movie stars that ever could see themselves age. So you'd get somebody like Elizabeth Taylor, and then you'd watch her through her whole life of how, she, you know, from being a child actress up to, you know, being into her late 80s. And you would actually see, you know, the passage of time. And we're all going to get that as well. You look back, and that's why it's funny, because you look back when you're younger sometimes and you think, oh, I didn't know how good looking I was, or how, you know, how lovely my skin was, or how slim I was. You know when you're a teenager, you're going, oh, I'm so fat, or I'm too thin, or I'm blah. And then you look back at pictures, you go, why didn't I just realize how fabulous I was? And you never do. You always look back and go, oh, I thought I was fat then, I'm like 10 stone heavier now. But we all do it. I've got some great holiday pictures of me in Simi, standing there where I thought I was a bit fat. I think I was a size 10. But at the time, I was like, oh, no, I'm really fat. And I'm looking at these pictures. It doesn't even look like me. It just looks like, well, I can't, you know, obviously I'm very young, but I'm slim. I'm just slim. And at the time, I was just, well, no, I can't go out because I'm a bit fat. And I'm like, oh. If only I could get a time machine, go back in time, and I'd be like, who's that old woman coming towards me? It would be myself, and say, just get out there and don't worry about it. I think, I don't know, what if you could only say a couple of words to yourself, what would you say? I don't know, maybe the lottery numbers. For what year? I wouldn't even know, would I?
We had life in our eyes and the world was on our side, speeding along with no map, it was all green lights. It was just you and I. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight. My heart will always know your name. I'm all out of love, but look at all the love we've.
I'm all out of life, I'm all out of fight. We were two broken parts from the same old junkyard, battered and bruised, and we tried so goddamn hard.
Get blown away, and I've been your room, you're sky and found the space and gazed at oversteepest plane.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.